The company that pioneered the annual performance evaluation is trading in its own concept for a different kind of review. General Electric is now using a performance development app. Bob Tobias is professor of the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University and considering the implications for your workforce in the federal government. This is crazy. I've undergone performance reviews on an ongoing basis throughout my career. You've probably done them or had them at various times, Bob. What do you think this says that an organization like GE is getting away from this process that Jack Welch, of all people, was a big fan of, and going in a totally different direction? Thanks for coming on today, Bob.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you, Francis, as usual. Well, it's not only GE, but it's Deloitte, it's Accenture, and several other large companies have decided that the annual performance review is often counterproductive because it doesn't encourage the kind of day-to-day support, the kind of day-to-day feedback, the kind of day-to-day engagement that leads people to perform better. It has become just sort of a rote process, not something that stimulates people to perform better in the future. And so many companies, large companies particularly, are saying we're doing away with it. But the problem in applying this to the federal sector is that the methodology that they put in place is totally subjective. And as a result, I don't think it would work in the federal sector, because subjectivity can be abused. And although I'm a big supporter of regular contact, regular feedback, there needs to be an annual evaluation which would allow people to be compared against each other, particularly for promotions in the future.
Subjectivity is exactly what killed the national security personnel system, isn't it? Or at least the perception of subjectivity.
That is correct.
And that gets at the heart of, I think, what your argument is here. I read this piece in Government Executive that you suggested about this annual performance review death at General Electric. And that was my thought as I went through this, is that this may work in some organizations. It may be a good fit, but the necessity in the civil service, especially, of determining some kind of uniform measure by which you gauge each person's performance would almost make this, it would be difficult to manage, if not unmanageable, Bob.
It would. So adopting the elements of regular feedback, adopting the elements of getting feedback not only from your boss, but your team members and other people who touch you and observe your work would be wonderful, would be absolutely fabulous. But I think you can't have it all. You can't have the GE system, the Accenture system, or the Deloitte system in the federal government because of this issue of subjectivity versus objectivity.
Is there a balance somewhere, or is there some other kind of mechanism, like maybe a quarterly or half-yearly review, where it's not the formal measure under which someone's raise or promotion is determined, but it becomes kind of a milepost where you and I sit down and you go over with me, hey, if this were an annual review, these are the things that we'd talk about. And so you've got some, not warning all the time, because that implies that most people are not performing well, but here are the things that you're doing well, and you should do a lot more of that if you can in the coming 3 months or 6 months till we sit down and really do this for real.
I believe quarterly evaluations, half-year evaluations, three-quarter evaluations are critically important so that people know where they stand with their boss. But more importantly, I think they need to know where they stand with the boss on a daily or a weekly basis when someone says, say, Francis, you know, when you did that interview with Tobias, I mean, you know, Francis.
He was great, but you stunk.
Well, whatever, right? So that you get that feedback right away, not a year from now.